Just nu ska vi prata engelska. Det känns lite märkligt det här. Att vi ska...
Even stranger than last time.
Yeah, it does feel stranger than last time. Ska vi ta den på svenska då?
No, never. So this is the second episode of the Ideas podcast.
Mm. I really would like to hear from people who made that, you know, the color test from last episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got zero.
And I'm not blind on one eye, but I have other issues.
You have no legs.
No, I do have legs and they're very beautiful, thank you very much.
Oh, I didn't know. People might not know this, but we never met. So you win over Sean, this character. He says, I'm colorblind, I'm useless. Okay, but you beat him.
Let me just quickly take a very quick idea.
Why not?
It's a new design of a letter, and the letter is C. C for lemon, or no, that's not correct.
C for?
Cunt.
Please, C for circus.
C for all the animals in the circus, the sea lion, for example.
C for cock.
What?
The bird.
Yes, of course, yeah.
The bird. You have an issue with the letter?
Yes, I think it has been designed in the same way for far too long. The real way of seeing my new design is to go to the show notes.
Ah, let me have a look at it. It's very magnet-like. Why do you think we need this?
I don't think we need it, but I thought about it and I think it's good.
Why?
Because the way the back arches and has this little corner or...
A hunch.
Yes, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah, I agree. It's a good design. I am more like, what do we need a C for anyway? We don't have it in the Greek. I am Greek, as you know, Athenian. We don't have a C. What do you use it for, you guys?
Interesting. I haven't thought about this for a while, but it's true that it is an unnecessary letter.
Yeah, get rid of it.
If you want to say S, say S. If you want to say K, but
yeah.
What do you want C for?
Exactly, that's what we Athenians, we are like alpha, beta, gamma is the third letter, yes?
So you don't have D and E or F?
We have D, delta. The circus could be spelled with an S.
Isn't it ironic that Greece, with the most C in the world, doesn't have the letter C?
Even the Hellenic Republic has the C also. Two Cs, actually. Hellenic Republic. We could have K there. Just the K. K.
How can you spell Caesar without the C, though?
That's a S, Caesar. S.
Oh, okay.
I? No.
Okay, but this new idea of getting rid of the C, I find a little bit sad because I have just invented a new design for the letter C.
I am pissing on your parade, you could say.
Do you think we could introduce this new design and keep it for 25 years and then get rid of the letter C?
Sure. You just have to make a really incredibly successful font, I guess, that has this design of the C.
I don't like what you're saying because you're suggesting that there are different typefaces, or whatever you call them, where the letters have different shapes. And in that way, you could say that my new design is just a way of writing C, like it's part of a font where...
Yes, I apologize. I understand that's not your intention. You want to uniformly just a C.
This is how C looks in the pure sense.
Possibly looked like that, like the first C that was ever invented. Potentially, this is what they had in mind.
He, you mean God?
He, as in, I don't know, Caesar maybe, because the Greeks don't have it. So it must have been some Roman idiot who thought, yeah, why not have another one?
I mean, you have to keep in mind that there were other cultures before the Greek one. There was the Chinese one, which is 1,000 million years old.
There's a sea in China. I studied the Chinese. I don't recall a sea in their alphabet.
Yeah, they don't have an alphabet. They have just a bunch of drawings.
Yeah. I quite like that. That's like in Dr. Doolittle. That's the animal language. They use pictures. That's how they communicate with the drawings.
So all the bird songs and all the animal sounds,
yeah.
What are they for then, if they use pictures.
Well, when they write letters to one another, they use pictures so that different species can communicate. Am I then calling Chinese and Japanese animals? I guess I am, yeah.
Is this a racist podcast?
No, I don't think so at all. 0% to racist.
Yeah, but the Japanese and the Chinese, they are animals.
No, I think we have agreed that the Japanese are our favorite. So I guess it is a bit racist, a bit superior. Like, we love Japanese people.
You would love the Japanese and the Greeks and the Israelis.
Exactly. So it's the opposite of racist. What is that?
Is it racist to say that the Japanese are the chosen people?
I don't think so, because they are, obviously. When it comes to electronics, loneliness, all peoples are chosen for something, right?
Yeah, but God has a favorite chosen people. It is described in the Bible.
Oh, the Bible is fake. It's phony. When I had my religious psychosis a few years back, I was told that Christianity is fake. God is not fake, but this thing about chosen people, blah, 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 it's all just, it's misguided information.
And also Christianity starts with a C, so in 25 years when the letter C is going to be removed from the world,
yeah,
Christianity will consequently be removed finally and forever.
Amen. If you ask me, can you come here now? And I say, just give me a moment.
Yeah?
I want to define the moment. Well, the Swedish word is better, really, because it is basically ögonblick.
It's the blink of an eye.
It's not a blink, though, because that's a fraction of a second. So I did some experimentation on my own.
Okay.
Some, timing of how long between blinks.
Uh-huh, okay.
So 70 seconds is 1 moment.
Oh.
1 minute, 10 seconds.
Okay.
Based on just my one experiment. I only timed once. And it was 70 seconds. So give me a moment. That means give me 1 minute and 10 seconds. I also want to introduce, give me 2 moments.
Yeah.
Etc. It's quite Germanic of me. It's almost like a civil engineer would do something like this. I feel almost ashamed, but it's something that I would like to define. People do say, just a moment, right?
That's true, they say that. I said that once.
Yeah, and they mean shorter than 1 minute often, but it's actually longer.
So the reason for the length 70 seconds is that that is the time that elapses between two...
Yeah.
What do you call it? Like, where the eyelids come down and sort of goes back up.
Yeah, between two blinks of an eye. Yeah. You often see on TV, etc., if someone is excited... I mean, it can be 2 seconds, but I did this in a relaxed state. It does sound long, though, 70 seconds.
What if someone says, I'll be back in a moment?
Yeah.
And then that person returns in less than a moment.
It's rude to be too early. So, yeah, you should probably at least give them a little slap on their fingers. You should have said half a moment. I will time it because I'm autistic, you know. I will time it and I'll be rather pissed off.
The moment being so close to a minute in time.
Yes.
Does this mean that we don't need, shall we get rid of the minute?
Yeah, why not?
Now or 25 years?
25 years, along with the sea, yeah. Can we make it less though, 15 years for both? We get rid of sea and minute.
Both, okay, sure. So let's say 6 moments is 7 minutes, right?
Yes, that sounds about right. Yes, exactly.
And 12 moments is 14 minutes. 48 moments is 56 minutes. Shall we change the hour to be 56 minutes? What did I say? I said 56 minutes is...
well, I guess...
it's 28 moments. Was it?
Maybe we should skip this whole idea to get rid of the minute.
But then why use moment at all if minute still remains as an option?
It's a good question. So this was one of them ideas that we might put under rather poor. Would it improve humanity's situation to have this? I guess not. So really, I apologize for the idea.
Apology accepted.
Okay, thank you.
Can I just tell you a new way of thinking of the swimsuit? So it's rethinking the swimsuit, just like we rethought the coffee cup last time.
Yeah, that was good.
So the swimsuit is there to cover the most intimate parts of the body. The male swimsuit traditionally covers the penis and the two testicles and the buttocks. Those parts of the body are considered to be parts that you don't want to show to strangers. If you go to a beach,
yeah,
have a look around, you will see it. It's pretty clear.
Yeah, we've seen it.
And then the other type of person is the female, and she has a bathing suit, which is similar to the male, but of course she doesn't have a penis or testicles.
I guess so you don't have to explain this to the listeners.
Yeah, okay, so I don't need to explain that.
No.
There is another part which covers her two breasts.
No, you don't have to, because we kind of know.
Okay, I just want to squeeze in this little detail that it is not the breasts necessarily that the top part covers, but the nipples themselves.
Yes. Isn't it similar with the buttocks? That it's not the buttocks per se, it's the, shall we call it, the exit hole.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah.
Some people, instead of having fabric that covers the buttocks, they just had a little cork up in the
I thought you were going to talk more like the G-string, where you show the buttocks, but you don't show the exit hole.
Yeah, okay. But let me just first say that the idea with the cork wasn't seen. A lot of people objected to it.
Okay. Yeah, yes. I don't want to see that. No. Okay, please go on.
Yes. A lot of people are not ashamed of those parts.
Uh-huh.
In fact, a lot of people want to highlight them, just like you've seen women with a G-string exposing their buttocks, because they don't want to hide them necessarily. They might want to show them off even.
Yes, why not?
So I was thinking that we should rethink the bathing suit so you cover up those areas that you are ashamed of, rather than the ones that are generally seen as being embarrassing.
Front and back of groin and... For females, it's also nipples.
Yes, exactly. But I think a lot of men are more ashamed of their bellies than their penis.
Probably true, yes. Yes.
So I think that they should instead cover up their bellies with a big, let's say, like a sash.
A quite tight sash, so to pull it in, maybe.
I was thinking more of just covering the part, but not sort of transforming it. But of course, you can also try to tie it in, but that's not really how it works.
I see. You mean more like something loose to kind of hide that they are fat.
You will still see that they are fat. It's just that they're covering that part which is considered to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Also, some people might think that they have a really ugly nose.
Yes, many do.
And they should cover this nose then with a little piece of, let's say, a triangular piece of fabric. And I think the bathing suit, you have the option to cover up to three areas.
Only three? You have a restriction on this?
Yeah, because otherwise it's not really a bathing suit, it's just being dressed.
What if you're ashamed of your whole body? I mean, you just want...
Yeah, but then you're just getting dressed and that's it.
Yeah, but in something you can swim in.
You can't really swim with your clothes. It's considered strange and also unhygienic.
I just meant more like a one piece, like in the, you know, in 1900s, early 1900s. They used to have a full body, almost.
Oh yeah, the striped ones, you mean?
If you're ashamed of your entire body, you might want to just have more like a burqa or...
Burkini. Okay, so I don't think there should be a new law.
No.
People can dress in whatever way they want, but if they want to be dressed in a bathing suit and call it a bathing suit,
yeah,
then this is a new way of doing it.
Yeah.
For example, I might cover my feet. They are pretty ghastly.
And that's it? Just your feet?
I think my feet and my buttocks, but I might keep the front uncovered because I'm not ashamed of
this is like a business idea too.
Everyone gets their own customized bathing suit, and they can also get like a little tag that has their name on it.
And the beaches around the world, they cannot exclude you because this is a bathing suit, mate.
Exactly, that's the point, yes.
They cannot just throw you out. Oh, we see your genitalia. Yeah, what's the problem? You don't like it? That's what you would say to them. I hide my feet, though. You should be happy about that, etc., right?
There is a big sign when you enter the beach or the swimming pool area.
Yeah.
And it says, guests must wear bathing suits.
Yeah.
So you could have a bathing suit which just covers your head or your arms or whatever.
What if you are ashamed of nothing?
Then you will just have a little ribbon around one of your thighs with a bow on it. And that says, I'm not ashamed of anything.
It's a statement.
It's made of bathing suit material.
Yes, it has to be. Else you were kicked out, yeah.
Because then you would be naked, so of course you would be kicked out.
Yeah, that would be scandalous, yeah. I think it could catch on. It would certainly make it more interesting to go to the beach. But it also kind of ties in with psychiatry in a way that it shows what people do not want to show. I have met some patients with the body dysmorphic disorder who think that all of it is rubbish. I did a talk, I had to do it in school, and I did it on body dysmorphic disorder. It's the only thing I'm really happy with that I ever done, I think, because I started it with showing a photo of a young lady, full figure, just a normal looking young lady. And I started it with saying like, look at this girl. Look, she's disgusting, ugly. Look at her nose. Because I wanted them to think like she thinks about herself. That's body dysmorphic disorder. I wanted to make them sit up and be like, what the fuck is he saying? And that is how it happened. I mean, it was like, he's standing there dissing this girl.
When you gave that talk, did you wear a fat suit?
No, why should I? I didn't want to make it funny. I wanted to make them think.
I was thinking that in order to have a bathing suit designed just for you,
yeah,
you have to have a psychological evaluation so that they make sure that these are really the areas that you are the most ashamed of.
That might be a good point, yeah. This one, I think someone will pick this one up and make a lot of money. So listen up, guys. In the background, we hear my cat now. This one is called Area 3D. D for Delta. Delta. So, do you have like a favorite place in the world? A location?
Yes, my favorite place in the world is the beach in Cannes, the city in the south of France.
Ah.
But only during the film festival and only sort of like outside those little tents that they put up, because you get free drinks and you can speak to beautiful people.
And talented film directors.
Oh yeah, yeah, famous ones, like Wong Kar Wai.
LVT, my father.
Who?
Von Trier, Lars.
Of course, yes, yes. The Great Dane.
The greatest Dane. So you like that place, the croissant, whatever it is. Yeah, the beach there in Cannes, pardon my French. So you can have this 3D printed as a tabletop sculpture. It's a topographic map, basically.
Uh-huh.
It's like a showpiece. That's it, basically. You choose what do you want. Well, we'll deliver it to you. 3D printed, detailed. I think we will send out scouts to actually get the details right. So during the Cannes Film Festival, in your case, we would then, well, not we, well, it might be us, but whomever, they would go there and take snapshots, picking up the correct colors, and everything has to be right in detail.
Oh, I see. So it's colored.
That is optional. It goes from standard to super deluxe. The standard, just one color, basically. But if you want the super deluxe one, you will have the actual color down to the minutest detail. There might be some graffiti on some building nearby.
So even if, let's say, a lady,
yeah,
who is in fact a man, but no one knows this, he has been walking down the beach and dropped one of those nails that you sort of glue on.
Yes.
And these nails were painted in a shade of purple. And even that little nail in the sand will be in the 3D model, in that shade of purple.
For the Super Deluxe version, it costs a lot, that one. We need a scout, one person full time picking up all the details and everything. It's really expensive, that one. The scale is about 1 to 100, I think. So like a 1 meter.
Can you also choose 2 to 1, which means that it's double the size of the real size?
Well, of course you can, yes. But it will cost rather a lot of money.
Of course, but if my favorite place is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, which is the tallest building in the world.
Wow.
And I choose the scale 2 to 1.
Yeah.
Then you would have to 3D print a building that is double as tall.
Yeah, that's incredible. That would make headlines around the world, right?
Yes, indeed.
We have not only the tallest building, we have doubled it, right?
The first one is still the tallest building. This is just a model of it.
Yeah, where to put it? That's the question. So it's all kind of made to order.
Yeah.
But there will also be opportunities for very popular things. The Parthenon, that one, for example, might be something that we have in stock.
Right. Pre-made.
Yeah, pre-made. The Acropolis with the Parthenon, etc., everything. Or Manhattan.
All of Manhattan?
Yeah, why not?
No one has Manhattan as a favorite place. They have, like, the Lower East Side or Inwood.
But I meant for stock purposes.
Oh, okay.
That we have in stock all the time. The individualized ones, that's the main thing. But the popular ones can also be something beautiful to have. I mean, who wouldn't want Lycabettus Hill on a shelf?
Yes.
Maybe I should have said something more famous. Most people are uncultured. They don't even know what Lycabettus Hill is. I'm looking at it right now. It's the tallest hill in Athens. That's in Hellenic Republic in Europe.
Can you choose ancient Greece, for example?
No, that's impossible. Because we cannot time travel. I cannot time travel, so...
I think they have conclusively proven that time travel will never ever be possible.
Who did? You cannot prove it.
No, you can prove that. And the way they did it was that they printed a text on a metal sheet and they chose the most durable of all metals. I can't remember which one that is. And they said that if you read this in the future and time travel has been invented, please go back to this specific time at the some square in Sweden and go up to the two guys holding a red balloon. And then they were standing there at that time holding the red balloon, but nobody came up to them. And the thing is that they left this metal plate to a museum. And the museum promised to hold it forever. And even if the museum is burnt to the ground and there's a new civilization built on top of it, the metal will still be there. So someone is bound to find it.
Which language?
It was in Swedish, but of course in the future it's not a problem to decipher any language.
No.
So someone at some point must have felt that, I might as well just go back there to say hi.
Well, the sea would be a problem. Because the sea would not exist, but they might have used sea in the writing and the people will scratch their head.
That is true.
Be like, what is this?
You're right. I didn't think about that. Of course, they must have used the sea somewhere in this text and no one will understand it in more than 15 years.
So it's not proven. I disproved it, just like that.
Okay, so time travel might as well be possible in the future.
Let's hope so.
So this is basically an idea for a company.
I would say so, yeah. Area 3D, it's something that I have thought of starting up. So I thought, why not just give it to someone to start it up so I can order whatever I want. I want the block of flats where I grew up in detail. It's just a block of flats with a mountain behind it.
A mountain?
Well, I mean...
Is there a mountain in Stockholm?
Well, it's in suburbia.
Oh, okay.
What's between a mountain and a hill? We used to call it the mountain. I can just have it here and be like, oh.
And especially if you order it in scale 1 to 1, you really don't have to go there. You can just go to the model.
Well, 1 to 1. That would be fantastic.
I think it's the last idea for the ep. A quick, brief idea, a new place to have a tattoo. I don't think it's been done. So you tattoo the eyelid, but the inside of the eyelid.
You don't think it's been done?
Not the inside, no. How do you get there with a needle?
Well, it's complicated, that's for sure. But it can be done. I guess it's probably not been done, no. But what would be the point?
Oh, the point is obvious. You can tattoo messages or pictures that are there just for you.
Ah. Can you give me an example of something that you would tattoo on the inside of your eyelid?
Yes. Something beautiful that you can watch while falling asleep. A mermaid.
Oh, so you think that you will see this thing?
Of course, it's right there in front of you.
I realize that, but I only see black when I close my eyes.
You don't see anything because you don't have any imagery tattooed on your eyelids.
But there's no light to give me that input.
You don't have to have light to see everything.
So you think you will see it?
I assume so, yes, because it's a picture. Pictures are there to be seen.
It would be perfect for passwords.
Exactly.
That would be fantastic.
You could also tattoo a password on your wrist or, you know, on your knee.
Well.
But then it's very easy to steal. Now you have to go to someone and rip off their eyelid.
Yes. Well, some people can flip them, you know. It can be done. If I met you and I want your passwords, I could just have a look. It's going to be tiny though, right? That's what she said. So you're going to fall asleep every night looking at passwords. And the mermaid.
Yes, so you have a password under one eyelid, and then under the other one you have a picture of a mermaid.
Yeah.
And then the mermaid herself, she has her eyes closed in a beautiful, gracious way.
Ah.
And under her eyelids, she has tattoos of something that you can only imagine. And that's a great way of falling asleep. So you lie there imagining what could be under the mermaid's eyelids.
That's true. I would like moving. I want animation, yes, yes.
Yeah. Now that can be done.
She might wink. She might show a little bit of it.
Yeah, because she's one of those people who can flip it open
yeah.
at a party.
Yes, and she teases you into sleep. It's beautiful. It's good, that.
And do you know where she lives?
No, I don't know.
In the sea?
Of course.
So in 15 years, she's out of there.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Yes. So now we're fading out. It's fading.
Oh, I see.
We're fading.
We're fading already. I'm drowning.